You're listening to the Open Democracy Minute, keeping Granite State government by and for the people. It's been a busy few days for the Democracy Town Hall series. Senator Michael Bennett appeared in Peterborough last Friday afternoon saying that issues like climate change haven't been fixed because our democracy is in rubble and needs to be fixed immediately.
And if we don't have a functioning democracy, if we don't have functioning democratic institutions, and the billionaires are able to influence the political system the way they have, or prevent people from voting who should otherwise be eligible to vote, we're not going to be able to do any of this. So that's what democracy is important to me, and it's really why I'm running for president.
Then Saturday night, businessman and activist Tom Steyer spoke in Nashua with moderator Larry Lessig. Steyer also connected the dots between money and politics and climate change and proposes giving voters a national referendum to fix it.
I'm for direct democracy. The people in this room and people like people in this room being able to pass our own laws when Congress won't do it. And people say, Dick, but the people might make mistakes. It's like, okay, let me put it to you this way. We have a totally broken government. We have a government that can't get anything done for us and that is working for corporations against us. And you're worried we might make mistakes? Come on.
This coming Saturday, December 28th, Senator Bernie Sanders takes the stage at 6 p.m. at the Concord High School Auditorium in his Democracy Town Hall. He'll answer questions from two of the nation's leading experts on money and politics, Professors Larry Lessig of Harvard and Zephyr Teachout of Fordham. Information on registering for the event can be found at opendemocracyaction.org. As Granny D said, democracy isn't something we have, it's something we do. For the Open Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.